Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic Communion and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Rowland, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director of the Catholic Community. It is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Well, happy Labor Day weekend, huh? I'm surprised, yes, I would expect more people would be out barbecuing and just sort of catching the rays of the sun and just sort of enjoying themselves. And you came here. So that tells me this is where you enjoy yourself, huh? In today's gospel, it's sort of a continuation of last week's gospel in which, remember, Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, you know, "You are the Son of God." And he got like a gold star for that, you know. "My Father revealed this to you," he says. And now immediately we see Peter quickly says, "Ooh, if that means death and everything, no, God forbid it ever happened to you." He even takes him aside, right? You know, he is acting like Satan in that way. He's sort of separating him from the rest of the apostles. But he misses it. Poor Peter, always just not quite getting it, you know. We probably are like that sometimes too, you know. We think we know what the gospel means, and then we realize, no, I missed it again. Would you run that by me again? And so Jesus runs it by them again, you know. He says, "I will suffer. I will, you know, go to Jerusalem, and I will suffer at the hands of these people, and I will die, and then be raised." And I think that's what Peter forgot. He forgot the "and be raised" part. And I think that's what we forget too. We get distracted at the loss. What profiteth someone if they gain the whole world but lose their life, lose their soul? It reminds me of an image at Disneyland. I love Disneyland. Anybody else been to Disneyland? Oh, good. I'm not the only one. It is, in many ways, the happiest place on earth. But there is my favorite ride is the Pirates of the Caribbean. And in that ride, if you haven't been on it, there is a scene in which, as you're in a boat, you see this room filled with treasure, gold mounted high, goblets and chandeliers and jewels and everything, you know, piled upon piled upon piled. And on top of it is a skeleton of a pirate who obviously thought he needed to defend it. That was his. It was all his. He had arrived. He had got what he had always wanted. Everything. And died on top of it. There are many ways, I suppose, we're like that too. We can be so busy about acquiring our things, our stuff. You know, not junk. Mind you, other people have junk, right? But we have stuff. I won't go into that routine. But anyway, We get our stuff, our wonderful stuff. We have good stuff, you know. We have our special books and we have our things. We have, you know, perhaps some nice clothes and we have our stuff that we like. And it takes a while to acquire it and then to store it. What are we to do with it? And it can become a distraction, like Peter is, a stumbling block. It can become a distraction from what we are really about. That we are to be about God. And we can lose ourselves in it. And all that stuff. We work so hard for it. You know, all those items that you have in your house. All those things you have in your garage. All those things you have in your storage units. All that cost money. And for us that represents hours of work, right? You know, people, you know, working hours upon hours. And even today, people are still working so many hours despite our efforts, which we remember this Labor Day weekend, in which we fought for a 40-hour work week. 40 hours. That's what we're supposed to be working, people. Not 50, not 60, not 80. A 40-hour work week so that people would have time to be with family. People would have time, parents would have time to be with their kids. that they would have time to nurture those relationships, and that we would, as a people, acknowledge what is truly important. And it's not always about the hours and the money and the work. Those laws which went into a safer environment, a work environment, so that people weren't endangering themselves just because they were trying to earn a living. And children who had fine little fingers crawling into machinery. Well, that doesn't happen here, but it still happens in our world. And where people are being underpaid, we fought for minimum wage, but people are still being underpaid, and sometimes the minimum is too minimal. Labor Day, as we celebrate this weekend, I want you to be mindful of these things, because we take this time to celebrate a victory which is beginning to be a loss. It's awesome that these readings come on this weekend, in which we are reminded what is really important. Unless you are willing to lay down your life, he says, pick up our cross and follow him, we will have no life. What good is it for us to gain everything only to lose our life? I'm mindful of this because last weekend, you know, there was this earthquake, and I realize most of you are like, oh, earthquake, shmurkmake, you know, it's just whatever. It doesn't really mean that much to you anymore. But for me, a boy from Arizona, when the walls move, I thought I was in a dream. And then I heard about the devastation that had happened in Napa. And people lost their homes, lost their collections, lost their wine. I know some of you are wine lovers. Tears ran down your face when you heard. Not that Cabernet. I wanted that Cabernet. What good is it to acquire these things? How easily our things can be snatched from us. And yet I bet you people in Napa were counting their blessings, thanking God that everyone was okay, giving thanks to God that, you know, they know that they can rebuild. We do rebuild. We rebuild all the time because things of this world are transitory. But there's something that endures, and it's us. How can we make room for God if we're always holding on to things? How can we stretch out our hands to the poor and those in need if we're too busy clutching the things we have? How will we make room for God in our life if our heart and desire is always filled with the next thing? You may be wanting to know that Costco is having a sale. Lots of stuff. Half off. Oh, good, nobody went running out. My brothers, my sisters, God invites us to make room for him. It's not that we don't have to have any stuff, but we need to know what our priority is. For God offers us something more, something lasting, something truly worth living for. Let us be people willing to make room for God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.